Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Director of the Workplace Learning Connection, Lori Warden. The Workplace Learning Connection works here in Washington County with businesses and students. Can you explain what the goal of the program is?
Sure, Sally, and I'd just like to thank you and the station for allowing us to share some information about our program today. So Workplace Learning Connection is an intermediary, and our role within the Grantwood AEA region is to connect today's students to tomorrow's careers. And we really see the work we do as a very important tool for career, workforce, and economic development. And we do that by delivering a variety of work-based learning programs for mostly middle school and high school students in our region. We also serve educators and administrators as well.
And what kind of industries do you see students getting connected to?
Sure. Well, it really ranges from A to Z. We certainly serve students who have interest in all 16 career clusters, but specifically in the Washington County area, there's definitely high interest in fields like health, engineering, IT and computer sciences, certainly agriculture and vet sciences, and human services. So things like education and legal work.
And when we talk about connecting students to these industries, are you talking about job shadows or internships or both?
Yeah, we're talking about both. And we've seen a tremendous increase just this year. As of last Friday, we had 135 students who applied for job shadow opportunities from Washington County schools. And that's a 42% growth from last year. So we're seeing significant growth in that area. We're seeing significant growth within internship programs, especially with our students from Mid Prairie High School. And we try to keep those students as local as possible to be cognizant of their, you know, travel restrictions as well. We want to keep them as close to their home schools as possible.
And with that growth, are you then needing more business partners?
Absolutely. And, you know, tip of the hat to the 69 businesses that we work with last year. We have in our database 227 different Washington County businesses and multiple individuals within those businesses that assist us with 22 new businesses last year. But because of the growth, we do need more engagement with our local businesses. And we've got great opportunities to get that message out there through our friends, you know, within chambers. Tip of the hat to especially to Michelle Redlinger, Executive Director at the Chamber, and Ed Raber with Economic Development. They've been absolutely instrumental in getting that message out there. And we're very appreciative of the Washington County Board of Supervisors for their financial support of our work. But it really does take individuals within businesses that realize their own struggles. You know, we've got some data from one of our economic development agencies at a state level that by 2024, just 6 years from now, there's going to be 1.9 million jobs in Iowa and only 1.2 million individuals age 18 to 64 that can fill those positions. So the more we do to get young people connected to opportunities and to individuals within our communities who perform careers that they may have an interest in, we can plant those seeds of opportunity. And after students do pursue their post-secondary education, whatever that looks like, it's a short-term certificate through pursuit of an advanced degree, at least they know that their community wants them back and there's great opportunity in their own backyard if they choose to continue to live in the region. And we certainly invite them to do so.
And if a business or employer is interested in getting more information or perhaps hosting a student, who should they contact?
It's very easy. Probably the easiest way is for them to go to our website, which is workplace-learning.org. They can click on our partnership page. And on that page, Sally, they can see each of our programs defined. They can select the programs that they're interested in. They fill out a short online form, and then a real human will contact them that serves that area. And that team that serves Washington County is Rochelle Sowers for internships, Judy Marshall as our business liaison, and Susan Gallo as our school liaison. So we have a wonderful trio of professionals that will follow up with business people and find out how they want to engage.
And what kind of feedback have you heard from students who've gone through this program?
Probably one of the most gratifying things, and something I think your listeners and certainly economic and chamber people are going to be interested to hear, is that young people that go, that have experiences such as job shadows or internships, are significantly more aware. So 90% of our students indicate in a post-experience survey that they have a much more increased and positive awareness of local career opportunities. And nearly 70% say it's positively influencing their decision to live and work in Iowa. And that's really what we're shooting for. First and foremost, we want to meet the needs of our students and help them make better informed and better prepared decisions about their post-secondary pursuits, whatever that is. If that's going to work, a short-term certificate, or pursuing an associate's or a bachelor's or beyond. But we do know that the work we do is absolutely instrumental in building our skilled pipeline. We know that we're making a real impact in that endeavor.
That's been today's Washington Page with Director of the Workplace Learning Connection, Lori Warden. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.